Hello, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. And today I'm actually reading for yesterday, Sunday, the 25th of July, which is the 16th of Av on the Hebrew calendar. And you may have noticed some unusual irregularities in our posting over the last few weeks. We've been struggling a lot with our equipment, and just this past week, one of us has been sick and another one traveling internationally, and that combined with equipment failure is just kind of setting us back a little bit. So we just want to ask you guys to pray for us, that we would have the grace to continue to post daily, which we aim to continue doing our best at, but that we would be able to get the equipment that we need, and that everyone would be able to easily record and upload all the podcasts with no hindrances and no technical difficulties. So I want to also thank you to everyone who's sent in money for these technical difficulties that started a while back and noticed what was going on. We appreciate it so much. We are saving it. And the problem is that we have, like it's the big things. It's not a new microphone. It's a new phone. Harriet records on her phone. And I, Johanna, I'm recording on a computer that I've been using from the beginning of this podcast over 5 years ago, and I need a new computer. So we're just, you know, hanging in there and praying for all those funds to come in so that we can get the things that we need to keep things running smoothly. I just wanted to explain to you a little bit about what all this upheaval in our podcast, which is normally very regular and very daily, but it hasn't been lately, and so now you know why, and you can pray for us. Back to today's readings. This week's parasha is called Ekev, which means consequence, and today's aliyah, the first reading, is Deuteronomy 7:12 through 8:10. And before I begin that, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then it will happen, as a result of your listening to these ordinances, when you keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant kindness that He swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the produce of your soil, your grain, and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock, in the land that He swore to your fathers to give you. From all peoples you will be blessed. There will not be male or female barren among you or your livestock. The Lord will not inflict on you any of the terrible diseases of Egypt that you knew, but will inflict them on all who hate you. You will devour all the peoples the Lord your God gives over to you. Your eye is not to pity them. You are not to serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. Suppose you say in your heart, "These nations are more numerous than I. How can I drive them out?" You are not to be afraid of them. You are to be sure to remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials that your eyes saw, the signs and wonders, and the mighty hand and outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So will the Lord your God do to all the peoples you fear. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet against them, until the survivors and those in hiding perish before you. You should not be terrified of them, since the Lord your God is in your midst, a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will drive away those nations before you, little by little. You will not be able to put an end to them all at once, or else the beasts of the field will multiply on you. But the Lord your God will give them over to you, and he will throw them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will hand over their kings to you, and you will blot out their name from under the heavens. No man will stand up to you until you have destroyed them all. The carved images of their gods you are to burn with fire. You are not to covet the silver or gold on them, or take it for yourself. Or you could be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. You are not to bring an abomination into your house, for you, like it, will be a banned thing. You must utterly detest and utterly abhor it, for it is set apart for destruction. You are to take care to do the whole mitzvah that I am commanding you today, so that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to your fathers. You are to remember all the way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his mitzvot or not. He afflicted you and let you hunger. Then he fed you manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, in order to make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Neither did your clothing wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Now you know in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. So you are to keep the mitzvot of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of wadis with water, of springs and fountains flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, vines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat bread with no poverty, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. So you will eat and be full, and you will bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. That was Deuteronomy 7:12-8:10. Today's portion from the prophets is Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me. The Ruach of the Lord carried me out and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me all around them. Behold, there were very many on the floor of the valley. Behold, they were very dry. Then he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered him, Lord God, you know. Prophesy over these bones, he said to me. Say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause Ruach to enter you so you will live. I will attach tendons to you, bring flesh on you, and cover you with skin. Then I will put breath in you. You will live. You will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied just as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, an earthquake. Then the bones came together, bone to its bone. I saw, and behold, there were tendons on them. Flesh came up, and skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the Ruach, prophesy, son of man, and say to the Ruach, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, Ruach, breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied just as he commanded me. The Ruach came into them, and they lived. They stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are cut off by ourselves. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves, I will bring you up out of your graves, my people. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. You will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and brought you up out of your graves, my people. I will put my ruach in you, and you will live. I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and that I have done it. It is a declaration of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, You, son of man, take one stick and write on it, For Yehuda, for Bnei Israel joined with him. Then take another stick and write on it, For Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel joined with him. Join them one to another for yourself, as one stick, so they may become one in your hand. When the children of your people speak to you, saying, Won't you tell us what you mean by these? Say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Yosef, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel joined with him, and I will put them together with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick. They will be one in my hand. The sticks that you write on will be in your hand before their eyes. Then say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will take Bnei Israel from among the nations, where they have gone. I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king will be king to them all. They will no longer be two nations and never again be divided into two kingdoms. They will never again be defiled with their idols, their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions. I will save them out of all their dwellings in which they sinned. I will purify them. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them. They will all have one shepherd. They will walk in my ordinances and observe my rulings and do them. They will live in the land that I gave to my servant Yaakov, where your ancestors lived. They will live there, they, their children, and their children's children, forever, and my servant David will be their prince forever. I will cut a covenant of shalom with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them. I will give to them and multiply them. I will set up my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be over them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord who sanctifies Israel, when my sanctuary is in their midst forever. That was Ezekiel 37. And today we will read from the writings, 1 Chronicles 16. They brought the Ark of God and set it in the middle of the tent that David had pitched for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. After David finished offering the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. He then distributed to everyone in Israel, man and woman alike, to each a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. He appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the Ark of the Lord, to petition, to thank, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and second to him were Zechariah, Yehiel, Shmiramot, Yehiel, Matitya, Eliav, Benaya, Oved Edom, and Yehiel. They were to play harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and the Kohanim, Benaya and Yahaziel, were to blow trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. On that day, David first appointed Asaph and his kinsmen to give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the peoples, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his signs and judgments of his mouth. O descendants of Israel, his servant, O sons of Yaakov, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations, that he made with Abraham, swore to Yitzchak, and confirmed in a decree with Yaakov, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I give the land of Canaan as your allotted inheritance. When you were but a few in number, very few and strangers in it, and wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another, he allowed no one to oppress them, but for their sake he reproved kings. Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his wondrous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the earth. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all that is in it. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Declare, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. So David left Asaph and his kinsmen there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to minister before the Ark continually, according to each day's requirement, including Obed-Edom and his 68 kinsmen. Obed-Edom, son of Yedutun, and Hosha were gatekeepers. Also, he left Tzadok the Kohen and his fellow Kohanim before the tabernacle of the Lord, in the high place that was at Givon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering, regularly morning and evening, according to all that is written in the Torah of the Lord that he commanded Israel. Along with them were Heman and Yedutun, and the rest who were chosen, designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Heman and Yedutun had trumpets and cymbals for music, and other instruments for praising God. The sons of Yedutun were to be at the gate. Then all the people departed, each one to his home, and David returned to bless his household. That was 1 Chronicles 16. Today's portion from the Apostles is 2 Thessalonians 3. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the word of the Lord may spread quickly and be glorified, just as it is with you. Also, pray that we may be rescued from perverse and evil people, for not all are trustworthy. But the Lord is trustworthy, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will keep doing what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Mashiach. Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Yeshua the Mashiach, to keep away from every brother who behaves irresponsibly and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, for we did not behave inappropriately among you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but worked night and day with labor and hardship, so as not to burden any of you. It wasn't that we had no right, but rather to offer ourselves as an example for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this order: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that some among you are behaving irresponsibly, not busy, but busybodies. Now such people we command and urge in the Lord Mashiach Yeshua to work in a quiet demeanor, so they may eat their own bread. But as for you, brothers, do not grow weary of doing good. If anyone does not obey our message in this letter, take special note of him and do not associate with him, so that he may be put to shame. Yet do not consider him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of Shalom himself give you shalom at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. The greeting is in my own hand, Paul's. It is a sign in every letter. It is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Yeshua the Mashiach be with you all. That was 2 Thessalonians 3, and it concludes today's episode. Yesterday's, Sunday's episode. If you are reading through the extra apostles, you'll be reading John 5 today, too. Thank you for following along with us as we read the scriptures this year. May you have a blessed day. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.